Welcome to Dry Hard Pod, a weekly podcast on navigating life as a dry millennial.
Hi, I'm Kaylee, and I have been alcohol-free for 1 year, 1 month, and 2 days. 398.
Wow. Oh my god, you're almost at 400. Triple digits.
Triple digits.
Whoop whoop. Hi, I'm Katie, and I've been alcohol-free for 308 days.
Yeah.
Crazy, getting close to a year. Speaking of year, I just turned 31.
Happy birthday! We're the same age now.
Yeah, and it was the first birthday in probably 14 years that I didn't have a drink on the actual day, like a drink of alcohol.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy. And not to say that I've been hammed for all of those, but like at least had an alcoholic beverage probably since the time I was 17 on my birthday. I think this is my favorite birthday I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah. And I haven't even really got done celebrating it. So I know, and I'll tell you all about that. But first, Kaylee.
Yes.
Let's hear about your birthdays before you stopped drinking. Overall, like, how did birthdays feel for you? What did they mean for you?
Oh, I am a birthday bitch. I love to celebrate my birthday. I think especially because my birthday's in the summer, right? So The weather's really nice. It's end of July. So I love doing like, so I had rented a beach house 1 year and had a bunch of people come. And it was just like, you know, going out on the beach, drinking, barbecuing, all of that. And then I went to Vegas for my 21st birthday.
Wow.
I went to Vegas with my friend, but the mistake or maybe probably good thing was that I went with my friend's mom. Mm. So it was like me, my friend, and my friend's mom. And she was kind of like treating her for her 21st birthday because it wasn't too far behind mine. And I paid for like hotel and lodging, but it was kind of like for your 21st birthday, you can take Kaylee and we can go to Vegas.
Dope.
So it was dope, but it was also just her mom really wanted to keep a super close eye on us. There were like certain dance clubs and stuff that I was going to be super excited to go to that she wouldn't let us go to.
Oh, yeah. So it didn't feel like your birthday. It was, like, monitored.
Yeah. It felt like I was on, like, a family vacation sort of thing, which wasn't great. But there was a point where I broke free and started, like, dancing with this guy at Studio 54. And ended up, like, just totally ditching Michelle and her mom and going to his suite, which was this, like, penthouse suite.
Damn.
Up on, like, the 54th floor. And I guess he was touring with a skateboarding company, which I was like, are you literally, like, baiting me to come up there? Like, I'm obsessed with skateboarders, and I like have always thought that they were super hot. So
yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So like, yeah, I'll come, you know, to your suite, whatever. And apparently it was totally one of those things where like you get there and you look around and every guy has like a girl that they picked up, and they're just all in like different rooms and like super skeezy. And
yeah, the usual.
Yeah, the usual. And we ended up going out on the balcony and making out. And I remember looking down and being like, holy fucking shit, I'm so high up. Like, I'm like the 54th floor. I have no idea how I got here. I have no idea, like, how to get back to where I'm supposed to be. I had 8 missed calls from my friend Michelle, and like she was like, my mom's freaking out, like she needs to know where you are. And I'm like fucking getting fingered on a balcony at the MGM Grand. And then I was like, I have to leave, sorry, my friends are freaking out. And just like was like, bye, thanks, later.
I love you. I was gonna say, what were you doing at that time, that exact moment?
Getting freaking finger blasted,
dude. That's way cooler than my 21st birthday.
It could have been like a really unsafe situation.
Yeah, definitely.
But again, the things that you do when you are intoxicated are not the things that you do as a normal person.
Well, and statistically, so. Kaylee, like, statistically, you have a higher chance of dying closer to home anyways.
Yeah. It was fine. Moving on. I'm getting, like, the vulnerability hangover. Like, yeah.
Yes.
So that happened.
For sure.
He ripped my romper. I remember being pissed about that.
Wait, how did he rip your romper?
Freaking squeezing his hands in there. I don't know.
Trying to ravage you?
Yeah. That's... My Forever 21 romper.
Wow. High quality, too, even.
Yeah. Literally, he probably just touched it, and it tore to shreds.
It was already torn because you washed it once before you wore it.
Yeah, yeah.
I
so
know.
What was your...
Well, I was going to say, I know I'm supposed to share about my 21st birthday, but you just reminded me about the time I went to Mexico the summer after 8th grade, and I got hammered and hooked up with this kid. Not hook up, but, like, made out, second base, whatever. And he was from Canada. Yeah, and I remember he stayed the night in the villa, and we, like, you know...
The villa!
Made out, and... Yeah, and he, like, touched my little boobs or something, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and he was in our room. I was in the same room as my stepsister.
Wait, how did he get in your room?
Well, he stayed over in my room
after
we made out, because he was wasted. We were wasted. It was wasn't all-inclusive, but we were young. I was, like, 13 or 14, and... We went out to the bar that night. We went out to, like, Carlos O'Brien's, like, the...
How did you get beer? Because don't you have to be 18 to drink in Mexico?
We actually met this guy named Jorge, and I'm still friends with him on Facebook, and we, like, read each other and support each other's posts and everything. We found each other all that time, all that long ago. Aww. We stayed connected on, like, Yahoo Messenger and MSN.
Yes.
And anyways, he was older, and he took my sister and I around to clubs, and he bought us booze and, like, showed us the town and took us to restaurants. And
where were your parents?
So this is the time when I live with my dad.
Okay.
And I went with my stepmom and my stepsister.
Okay.
And it just was, like, very... I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what happened in that time in my life, so I can't really tell you. All I know is I came home, like, 20 shades darker with puka shells. I had braces, and I definitely had, like, fucking white girl cornrows put in on the beach.
Yeah, I've been there.
So anyways, I woke up in the middle of the night because he was throwing up in the sink.
Oh, no.
Of the villa. And it was, like, I just remember this so vividly. So keep in mind, I was 14. I just turned 31. So this is, what, is that 18 years ago, 17 years ago?
I'm horrible at math.
I vividly remember him being like, it was the chicken quesadilla.
And I was like, yeah, this Canadian guy's like, this crazy cultured food, this chicken quesadilla, just really, I'm not used to eating things like this.
And I will never forget him saying that, and it just smelling like puke and tequila. And, like, having a hangover in the middle of the night because this guy is barfing in my sink, and I just wanted him to leave so bad.
It's not the chicken quesadilla. Like, you were wasted, and you didn't want to admit it.
And you were, like, way closer to the equator than you normally are, so you're hot and dehydrated as fuck.
Yeah.
People don't credit the hot sun enough for that kind of, you know. I mean, it's great. I believe in, like... sunning yourself. I think that's part of mental health, and, like, we need vitamin D and all of that, and I think there's a safe way to do it, but, like, going on vacation once a year and getting fried is not the answer.
Yeah, and alcohol dehydrates you, so you're literally just, like, squeezing every ounce of moisture out of your body.
Yes. Yeah, it's like having an adverse effect, actually. So anyways, so that's my Mexico story, but I think we've kind of covered my 21st birthday on the podcast before. Like, we went to McShane's. I drank a White Russian. We went dancing. We always used to go to this metal bar at the end of the night. My really good friend lived there. We all lived there. Worked there. And we would just get hammered there. It was one of those metal bars that, like, the soles of your shoes would stick to the ground when you walked in. And there's so many like that, but this is a special kind.
Which bar was that?
Black Forest.
Yes. I got brunch there and it was the weirdest thing to be there during the day.
I loved their brunch and their, oh my gosh, the video poker during the day.
That's right. Yeah. You used to play video poker.
Those are some dark times, man. Yeah. So that was my 21st birthday. And I think I mentioned in like the last episode that I pissed my bed that night.
I have never done that, but I have such bad IBS from drinking that I am always worried about other situations.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't have those as much, but my hangovers were just so fucking bad. Like, I remember trying to just, I can't even think about it, Kaylee. It was that painful. And it was that painful early on for me. Like, hangovers have always been awful for me. It was never like, people are like, oh, can't keep doing this. I'm 29. I'm like, I shouldn't have continued doing that at 20. Like, my hangovers were that bad then.
Did you get the really bad headaches?
Super bad headache, no appetite, my anxiety. Literally, I would doom think the day after drinking. What did I do? Who did I talk to? Who saw me? And if I had a friend that even dare tell me what I did the night before, I would literally cut them off. Like, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Because from a very young age, I blacked out really quickly. And I don't know. There's some theories behind that. But, and also I didn't want to take accountability for like spending my last $15 on drop shots, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So hangovers sucked for me, but my most recent birthday while I was drinking was my 30th birthday.
Yeah, so what did that look like?
Well, my 30th birthday was November 3rd of 2020, which was the Biden-Trump election.
Oh my God. Day. Oh my God, you're right.
And it was my 30th birthday, and it was COVID.
Fuck.
And I was suffering from the worst depression I've ever experienced in my entire life. Like, full-on weight gain, massive breakdowns, really just isolating myself, drinking daily. Like, it was a low, low, low for me. And I didn't even realize it then. I honestly was like, living my best life, but I wasn't. I was miserable.
Yeah. Well, and then you made the decision to stop drinking just a couple months after that. So was that kind of the point where you started thinking about it, like having your birthday be a milestone? Or
Yeah, my birthday, well, I got this really cute gift from one of my good friends. It's like a plastic wine cup and it said MVP on it, and it stood for like more vino please, because that was totally me. Like, that was such an appropriate gift to get me at the time.
Yeah.
And like, looking back, I just think like, man, I was drinking a lot in 2020, and so that birthday definitely like stamped that for me, if you will. And then it went right into the holidays, and Steve and I went to Mexico and we got robbed by the cops.
That story was super like fucked up.
A whole nother episode. So, yeah, that was my worst birthday ever.
That sounds fucking horrible. That makes me so sad for you.
Yeah, and it wasn't any of the people I celebrated with. Like, they're all gold and are still a part of my life, a huge, massively. Like, we had a great night together, but, like, me, like, my experience in that time of my life was just not a good one.
Yeah, where you were.
Yeah, exactly. So, besides Vegas, Kaylee, like, what other birthdays, like, what... You love a birthday party. We've thrown multiple birthday parties in your name.
Yeah. I just love having the excuse to get all my friends together and make them hang out with me and do what I want to do. I like it to be bossy. And yeah, it's nice to have something to look forward to in the summer after, like, you know, the holidays are over. So my last birthday that I had drinking, I'm trying to even remember what I did for this birthday. Like, everything really blends together.
Yeah, your last birthday when you were drinking, I think I threw it for you.
Yeah, you did. So Danny surprised me. I had no idea where we were going. And it was like at a point where no one was really able to get vaccines yet, but outside situations were kind of safe. But it was still early COVID where we just weren't really sure like what was going to be okay and what wasn't going to be okay. And so I really wasn't planning on getting to see anyone and had kind of just resolved to be like, yeah, like my birthday is a big deal, but there's a ton of people that are having to reschedule their fucking weddings and have lost their jobs. And
right.
If I have to sit home on a birthday, that's like really kind of not that bad in comparison. But he surprised me and we showed up at Katie and Steve's in-laws, Katie's in-laws house.
Yeah. Yeah. Old Buck and Janet.
Yeah. And they were gone, but there was this huge slip and slide. And I remember I was wearing the swimsuit that I wore in Mexico that I knew looked good on me, but just being in a swimsuit and being vulnerable and having something that was like really kind of showing a lot of skin for me, I was so nervous. And because of that, like, I just started pounding drinks really early on. And then everyone, when I came out, was like, woo! Like, I don't know, they were like catcalling me, which was super sweet. Everyone was really supportive and great.
Well, you looked hot.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was just like a really fun slip and slide day, but I got so crossfaded. And then Katie's in-laws came home and they knew, like, they approved and let us use their house for the party. It was really, really awesome and super cool of them. But I got this like, oh my God, I'm super crossfaded and I'm fucked up and these adults are here. And I felt like I was like a kid throwing a party that was in trouble or something. Like, I couldn't look them in the eye. And I was like, I'm fucking 30. Like, this is, you know.
It's your literal 30th birthday party.
Yeah, like, I'm not doing anything that's, like, illegal or that would get me in trouble. But yeah, so that was my last one.
I do feel like we all got to be kids, like, going on the slip and slide and being outside and being around each other. We hadn't all seen each other in so long before that.
Yeah, and it just made me realize, too, how important play is. Like, it sounds stupid and something that's, like, not important or I don't know. But just being able to, yeah, like, be outside and frolic or like slip and slide or like do stuff like that is so cool. And that it's something I really appreciate about Danny and his friends in the friend group that we have, because most people are usually pretty down for it, which is great.
Yeah, they made that really fun and planning it was super fun, doing the food and all of that. It was great. And yeah, it was a weird time during COVID too, because vaccines were like literally still like 8 months off, like a long time out.
We didn't know how long, like, when we were going to get a vaccine.
Yeah. And the mask, we didn't have a mask mandate yet either here. And we were, like, coming up on it. It was just like, yeah, what a weird fucking year, dude.
Yeah, that was wild.
It was wild. Okay. Well, I always, like, I low-key acted like I didn't want a birthday. And I would get super upset if no one did anything for me.
That's such a thing, like expecting people to be mind readers or, yeah, you know, like, yeah, wanting
I'm still like that though. Like, I have not given that up.
I think I've come to the realization a long time ago that not everyone cares about birthdays as much as I do.
Uh-huh.
And my partner's very much like super, super low key chill, like doesn't really care about his birthday. So if I want something to happen, I've just learned that it's something that's important to me. And so I will not want to like wait on other people to do something. I will just literally be like, hey, I booked this. Like, I booked this house in Bend. If you want to come, you should come. And just,
I love that.
I don't know. It's financially not as great as being like, hey, do we all want to do this? Let's split it. Okay, what time works for you? Okay, what time works for you? Like, just don't want to deal with the stress of that or the possibility of something falling through because it is my birthday and I'd be super upset if everyone bailed on something like last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just figure out like, this is something that would be fun for me regardless if anyone showed up, and I'm going to invite people to come with me that I think would have a good time.
Right. Yeah, I have planned like going away a couple of times and it didn't really work out for my birthday, but Steve always has done like a surprise dinner for me, or like this year he...
Well, he got you Sweet Life, right? He got you like key lime pie.
So this year he surprised me with Sweet Life, and him and Iris planned like a whole day out for Saturday, which I love. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
being able to just spend the day with the two of them is so cool. And he always does something like clean the house. Like he'll always do like all the laundry or all the dishes or like take something off my plate. And I think that those things now, my birthday just means so much more to me than all of the other stuff.
Yeah. Quality time and acts of service.
Yeah. Yeah. I think our first birthday, my first birthday with him, when we started dating, it was my 23rd birthday, which is crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And he took me on a surprise trip to the aquarium.
Oh, that's so cute. I fucking love an aquarium.
I know. Same. So, Kaylee, what does celebrating yourself look like now? Like, how do you feel about birthdays now? Kind of tell us about what you did for the last one. I know you touched on it, but I want more.
Yeah. It is one of those things that's kind of hard because it's my birthday and it's all about me. It's almost like, I do think I might do them even a little bit more differently than what I did last time, just because I was definitely like, I can hang, like, it's super cool, like, no big deal, like, let's just do something that I used to do and really enjoy while I was drinking, but try and just take the alcohol out of it. And it was still kind of hard, to have other folks be around me and be drinking, and not that anyone was, like, excessively partying around me, but...
Mm-hmm.
I might just do more stuff alone, honestly.
Yeah, I feel that.
Especially dating myself, and we've both talked about how we've been getting more comfortable spending time alone and liking that alone time. I think, honestly, I would love to, for this next birthday, like book a Brighton Bush or some sort of hot spring spa and just do like a full-on spa day.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Or like a weekend, like a retreat. I really want to do a retreat. Yeah.
Yeah, a weekend retreat could be cool.
I did like a staycation retreat this week. I got my hair done. I had a facial and I got my eyebrows tinted and waxed this week for my birthday week.
That's amazing. It feels so good to do those things and take care of yourself and just, I don't know, feeling refreshed.
Refreshed AF.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I would definitely want to do something like that. I don't think I'm going to go out to a dance club for my birthday ever again.
No.
And I'll still want to do those things occasionally. Like, I am very interested in like seeing local drag performances and going to like gay bars, but I think straight bars are a thing of the past for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Cuz I do like to dance, and I want to dance in an environment where I feel safe, but I'm not like going to go to the club, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if I'll ever be in a place where I want to go to a bar again. Or to dance sober. Like, I love dancing, and that was a huge part of my drinking, though. I was, like, out and dancing and last on the dance floor until last call, you know, whatever. And so I, like, heavily associate that with alcohol. It's not something that I've taken on yet at all.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I've gone to a dance thing without alcohol, but I know that I did once in my kind of, like, back and forth, of starting and stopping not drinking anymore, but I do think I microdosed acid, so I don't think that really counts.
Yeah, I mean, hello, can we do that for your next birthday?
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, and I, so like something I've been thinking about is I feel like when I was drinking, my birthday plans were very much so revolved around alcohol and how we can integrate it into the activity we were doing, or rather, how do I integrate an activity into the drinking schedule?
Yeah, like we're gonna drink and be at a beach house, or we're gonna drink and be at a bonfire on the beach, or we're gonna drink and be at a lake. Like that was always my birthdays.
Yeah. And so I feel like this year, my birthday felt like a deeper meaning, like, wow, I'm getting older. And
ooh, yeah,
I've learned so much this year, and just feeling like grateful and understanding that like 31 birthdays have passed my life, like me and my lifetime. And I'm just like not waiting around for shit to happen anymore. And like removing alcohol from my life was what I needed to get this ball rolling. And I'm so fucking stoked that I did.
Yeah, I feel like this was a really pivotal one. Like turning 31 and just, I don't know. I have a lot of issues around aging and fear of aging and feeling like kind of the old maid and that I'm not like the cute, like hip baby anymore, and that I'm like turning into this crotchety old woman, and there's a ton of shit with society and the way that older women are, you know, viewed, and it goes like all the way back to like, what is it, the maiden, the mother, and the old maid, or something like that, like medieval time shit.
Right.
So I have a lot of hard feelings with feeling like I'm not as attractive as I've ever, like that I have already peaked in terms of my physical appearance and my like hotness level, and that I am not like going to have another glow up. It's just going to get like downhill from here, which I don't think is necessarily true.
It's just like a different glow up. Like I peaked in 2019 before Steve and I got married, and I'm okay with that, but now I get to peek in, like, there's still physical and, like, outward, like, attraction to it. It just looks different than it did when I was young and 27.
Yeah, and I'm mentally glowing up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like that, like, emotional, mental health. And then physically, you're glowing up if you're taking better care of yourself, right? So, like, you are.
Yeah, and
from the inside out.
And alcohol is a huge cause for aging, which I don't really feel like it's talked about, but it dehydrates your skin. It can increase rosacea. Like there's a lot of shit around that.
There's so much. I mean, that's like the tip of the iceberg. And most of the time when we're drinking, what we're participating in while we're drinking, that environment also ages you. Like the smoking cigarettes and the food that you're more willing to eat and the way that you sleep, it's all like a chain reaction to like jumpstarting that. And then not to add, but like beyond age, right? There's so many physical things. There's just, there's too much to talk about right now. So I am moving on.
Yeah. It's a can of worms for sure.
For sure. Yeah. I hear that though, especially now I feel like with access to the internet, I feel like I'm inundated with hot girls all day.
It's so bad.
It's so bad because I obviously, I don't know. I'm pretty confident in my physical self. I'm in a pretty good place. I've always been in a pretty good place with that. But am I? Or did I just like harden because I don't want to not be? But it's also hard because I want to be happy for hot girls and support hot girls and be like, yeah, you be a hot girl. You know what I mean? So it's like it gets you in this weird spot as a 31-year-old sober woman.
Yeah, I definitely still get some like ED triggers. And I have to like I've been really trying to follow people who are more body positive and or just like different various like body sizes,
right,
which has been helpful. But I can see like a fitness post and immediately go to this all or nothing thinking of like I have to be waking up at like, you know, 6 a.m every day and getting my workouts in, and then I like just get really hyper fixated on the types of food that I'm eating and things like that. And
right,
so I have to kind of rein that in every once in a while. But then I also do if there's someone who I think is really attractive, I'll try and see if they have like YouTube videos of them doing their makeup, and then I'll spend like totally the consumerism like is working, right?
Oh yeah
like I'll buy all the makeup that they wore in that video and try and do my makeup like them and all of that shit. So I do feel like each year I'm getting a little bit better and better about just like leaning into what my own style is and what works for me and not trying to get so fixated on that stuff, but it's really hard. I do feel like I need a social media break, even though I've been feeling pretty good the past couple days.
Yeah, I think just being conscious of it and saying it is so important. You know what I mean? That like,
yeah,
okay, I know this. I could pick up my phone and at any given moment, it's not good for my mental health. And I don't really have control over it on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like at any given moment. And
yeah,
I think that there's a lot to be learned about what triggers us, and we understand it. And so, you know, it's like, it's, yeah, it can be difficult. I am just so thankful that I grew up in a time where I didn't have a smartphone in my hand going through puberty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my first cell phone at 12, but I didn't have access to the internet until I was like probably 18 on my phone.
Oh, see, my dad was an IT manager. So I was doing like before there was Tumblr, there was Zanga.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And there was like AOL chat, and I was like getting into chat rooms. I accidentally like cybered with someone when I was like 7 or 8. So.
Oh, yeah. I cybered in middle school. But like I couldn't click on a Kim Kardashian link and like want to purchase everything that she's put out and compare myself to her and then like find her younger, better looking sisters. You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like now if at 30, this is not good for my mental health, what would it have been like if you were just plopped right in the middle of it as an 8-year-old?
True.
I know. And so that just kind of goes with that like aging, you know, it's like, we were an experiment, though. You know, we did, like you said, we did have access to those things at our age. And they're a thing of the past. Like, IM is a thing of the past now, which is fucking mind-blowing.
I think we should bring it back. I miss it. I miss the, like, oh my God, like, my crush is online. What am I gonna do?
Yeah, I talked to the same boy on IM, like, Yahoo Messenger for forever. And his, still remember his instant messenger username. Do you want to know what it is?
What?
Well, there's two.
Okay. Why two?
There's two different boys.
Oh, okay.
Duh.
I thought it was one guy with like two AOL handles.
So the first one is Anavrin_90.
That's pretty normal.
Which is Nirvana spelled backwards.
Oh, fucking sick.
Yeah. And then the other one was, oh my gosh, he wound up being my boyfriend for a couple of years, much older than me, and still, he's a doll, bless his heart, but it is paint it black_TRS.
Oh.
Like the Rolling Stones song, Paint It Black.
I lots of underscores. Okay, so what was yours? Because a lot of girls were like, coconut, pineapple, like.
Okay, I wasn't quite that, like, hip with it. Like, and you know, Kaylee, to everyone listening, Kaylee really has to help me with my tech and my recording and stuff. It's not something I'm well-versed in. Like, I interact with social media, I manage social media accounts and enjoy it, but it's, the technology side is difficult for me. So, mine was Katie_L56, which is still my fucking Yahoo. I still have that Yahoo account.
Oh my God.
But I changed it my MSN account was Etnies 1990, like the skate brand Etnies.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, you don't have to explain Etnies to me. Fuck yeah.
I skateboarded though. I was like, I'll never forget when I got my first Element board and I just did it to be cool. But I was actually really good. Like I could drop in and ollie and kickflip and all that shit. It was legit.
Fuck. That's so dope, dude. Because I wanted to skateboard so bad and I just didn't have anyone to teach me. I was mortified of going to Cal Young Skate Park or anything like that and see like the cool guys in high school like watching me like fall on my ass. I was just like way too self-conscious and too afraid to do it. So I would like skate to school sometimes, but I didn't know how to ollie, and I still, that's like bucket list. So I couldn't get up curbs. So every time I had to like get on a curb, I had to like pop up. Yeah, it was just like,
yeah, pop up your board.
I felt so embarrassed about that. So
I will say that I only wanted to skateboard because it was cool, but like I think that that's most people. And I was decent at it, but I only did it to get boys to like me. Like this is like old school Katie not feeling good enough, like inner child shit, you know?
I just gave out hand jobs. Like they were fucking Halloween candy.
Oh, dude, I did that under the skateboard ramp at South Haven Skate Park, under the independent ramp.
Oh, hell yeah.
To paint it black.
To paint it black underscore TRX. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So my screen name was, at first it was Sunwolf29.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because my birthday is July 29th. Yeah, it was pretty good. But then this guy that apparently had a crush on me all through middle school, and I didn't know, but it got to the point where it was pretty obvious. He changed his screen name to Moonwolf29.
Weird.
And I remember just being like, what is this? What is this? What is happening? And then I changed it to Sweet Misery. with probably some X's and like some random numbers.
Not a 666.
No, it was like 13 or something.
Sweet Misery, I love you.
Sweet Misery.
Oh my gosh. So anyways, aging, we're getting old. I can't imagine growing up with a phone like that in my hands. Because I'm still growing up with a phone like that in my hands at 30.
What about, Katie, what about aging like excites you? What are you looking forward to as you continue to get older? As we get one step closer to the grave.
Jesus, right? Well, I think it goes without saying, like, getting to know myself more. The self-discovery in the last 308 days. And not just since I've been sober, but just since I've been, like, questioning, well, you know, what serves me in my life. And that started before sobriety, but, like, I had to get over that hump to really dive in.
Yeah.
I'm getting forward to spending my birthdays with my daughter and my husband, like, in a present state of mind.
Yeah.
And, like, not looking forward to the next drink or not looking forward to the next just anything, just being there with them. And that's not something I have ever worked towards, if that makes sense. Like, I always thought I was being present because I'm pretty good at being, you know, in the now. And going back and forth, I don't really spend a lot of time in my head or anything like that. But it's different when you're not drinking. So yeah, so there's that. And then lastly, I'm really stoked to see where being booze-free takes me financially, like my financial journey without alcohol, because I really want to go on like a big birthday trip. I want to spend some like serious money and I want to go by myself. I want to go down to Southern California or somewhere, Arizona, and go on like a retreat, like a women's retreat with strangers and like, you know, just like do some shit. Like that's what I want to do. And so right now, you know, because our sober app, it like tracks how much money we've saved. It says in 10 and a half months, I've saved $5,621 on booze.
That's insane. I wish I had that money just in some sort of cool bank account to do something with. I definitely have probably spent it on other items, but...
Well, what I do is that every month that I'm sober, I transfer $100 into a savings account from my checking account.
That's such a good incentive for anyone who's listening or anyone who is wanting to try and see if they can, you know, go a certain amount of time and then use that money to spend towards something awesome.
Yeah. So like the cool thing about that is that you can break it down. And I don't know where I read this, but someone else like recommended it. And I read it early on in my sobriety that like you can break it down and be like, I'm going to save $25 a week in my checking account. That's literally $100. So every week you don't drink, $25. So like right now I've saved $1,050.
That's so fucking cool.
It's not the 5,000, but next year before my birthday, it'll be a couple grand and I will go somewhere that I want to, you know? And so yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm like trying to like set that kind of a goal now, which I've never really set those financial goals. Steve's really good with money. And so, and we make decent money and we live pretty frugally. And so, you know, we have a pretty, you know, our lifestyle is legit because we make choices and sacrifices so we can do what we want.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's really awesome. I'm really looking forward to even figuring out what those things that I want to do are. And I feel like that's been a really huge learning for me in sobriety. And
yes,
I feel like I'm finally kind of living for myself instead of, right, like the whole story about skateboarding. Like, so I think doing more stuff, even if I'm, I don't know, trying more new things and listening to myself and the things that I like and doing more of those things.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to dive into my relationships, like my relationship with myself and just strengthening my relationships with other people who have been my support system and who have been really helpful moving forward. So, yeah. So in summary, birthdays were a huge excuse to go ham, and sometimes it can be hard to not look back on those memories with some rose-colored glasses sometimes, maybe, but you don't need to add more, like, shitty, funny stories to your life to be a cool person, and getting older definitely means that you get a lot wiser, and I think taking that time to reflect on yourself, especially without alcohol, has been pretty life-changing for both of us.
Yeah, 100%. And just, like, knowing that I get to spend another year of my life waking up, not feeling like garbage, and, like, I'm able to stay committed to something every day for the better, like, to make my life better. And, you know, we've talked about it before, but, like, self-belief is so important, and I just don't think that I knew I had it before this. So that feels good.
Yeah, I've been struggling with my confidence since I was, like, I don't know, 7. And it's feeling easier now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's there's still a long ways to go, but awesome. So, Katie, what are some resources that people can use if they are interested?
There's so many. I do want to give a shout out to one of my favorite Instagram pages who keeps it real. I always turn to her page for, like, any sort of booze-free meme situation. and I think that she brings something really awesome to the sober space by, like, making it her own. Her Instagram handle is at magicisinthemiddle.
Oh, yeah, I love her stuff.
Yeah, the magic is in the middle. And her and I kind of talk a little bit, and she is just herself on the internet. And so I would follow her if you're someone who likes to smoke weed and chill and is, like, questioning your relationship with alcohol and sober, like, or if you don't smoke weed or whatever. But, like, just finding, you know, a middle ground in sobriety is really important. So she's at the magic is in the middle. And then, of course, we end the episode with a little reframe plug. I think I was telling Kaylee earlier today that when I talk about reframe, it truly is more than just because I am an ambassador with them, right? Like, because I sign off on their mission. I think that it's so important that people understand that in sobriety, it really means, like, rewriting your routines, and adding 30 minutes of that app a day for my mental health and my emotional health has been everything for my sobriety. I'm actually moderating on their forum now, which has been really cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah, getting a chance to listen to people, like, share their experience with sobriety or cutting back and, like, exchanging information with people has been so cool. And to do it in a place that's not social media has been really safe and felt really good for me. So yeah, they did share earlier this week something that applies to our birthday week theme. Hangovers suck.
Right.
So they did a deep dive on why hangovers suck. Like, what is causing a hangover?
Ooh.
So number one, low blood sugar. So drinking limits your body's production of sugar. So when you have that low blood sugar, be associated with fatigue, dizziness, irritability, and anxiety, which there is your anxiety piece in the hangover sequence.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Irritability. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And the fatigue, that's huge for me. And then also, like, I feel like they didn't mention this part, but, like, the low blood sugar and the mood swings.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Yeah.
Number two, dehydration. So alcohol is a diuretic. And when you pee more, you're letting out the fluids you need to like operate your body properly. So that causes dizziness, headaches, and continued irritability.
Oh, I pee so much less now.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? You're actually like, you're holding the water that you're taking in. Like your body's using it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cause I remember drinking and then what? It was like, you broke the seal, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, you broke the seal. You went pee now and now you're gonna have to go pee for the next 5 minutes for the whole rest of the night.
Exactly. And I think people know that, like, oh, alcohol makes you pee, but they don't realize that like a diuretic actually dehydrates you. Like it's removing the liquid you need from your body at a rapid rate.
Yeah.
The gastrointestinal effects, which that's number three, which we have talked about on the pod a little bit, and I would love to do like a health episode. We should add that to our brainstorm sheet, Kay.
Yeah, I can definitely speak to the gastrointestinal effects of alcohol.
Yeah. So alcohol causes irritation and increases acid production in your digestive system. So that means nausea, dehydration, and vomiting, etc., IBS.
I was a vomit queen. Vomit queen, IBS queen. Does it also do heartburn? Do you know?
Yeah, I think that that's the acid production. So when your digestive system has a higher acidity level, that's how you can get the acid reflux situation. And the increase in acid would also explain, not to mention just the alcohol itself, the ulcer problem people get from alcohol.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's so much. And then the last one that they cover is electrolyte imbalances. So because you're pissing everything out of your body.
Pissing the night away.
Pissing the night away. Okay. I can't. That's not a thing. Also, I didn't know that pissing the night away actually meant like getting pissed in English culture is drunk.
Yeah, I totally just assumed it was urinating.
Same. But, like, maybe they call it pissing because you're pissing more.
You're taking the piss.
No. Okay, so electrolyte imbalance is number four on the list, and it causes headaches, irritability, and physical weaknesses. So that there's some cold, hard facts for you.
It's not good for the gains.
Not good for the gains at all. That's why Steve stopped drinking so long ago.
And Steve is not physically weak. At all.
His bicep is as big as my head right now. It's so weird.
He's yoked.
Anyways, so that was our episode. If reframe is something that you want to do, you want to check out, you're not sure about, you need something more in your sobriety and you're ready for that, message me. Literally send me a message. You don't have to get on the app right away. I know that that always sounds scary, but I would not talk about something so much if I didn't truly believe in it.
Yeah, and follow us on Instagram because we are going to be trying to share a ton of resources that we think might be helpful for you as you consider, if you are considering your relationship with alcohol. So we'll try and always be updating stuff there at Dry Hard Pod on Instagram and leave us a review.
Have a good week.
Have a happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yay!
Remember that Jeremiah song that was like, it's your birthday, so I know you want
to ride out, even if we only go to my house.
And then he's like, tell me where you want your gift, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birthday
so bad.